Chapter 10. Rochelle / Raquel / Ruth. Tammy keeps looking at me strangely, as if I'm wearing my jeans and scoop-neck black top inside out. What? I ask as I moonwalk into World Civ. Why are you jumping all over the place? I try to stop the rhythm flowing through my body, but it's tough. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I'm not. Yes, you are. You haven't sat still the entire day. We claim two desks on the side of the room, right under the map of the ancient world that looks as if it may fall and smother us at any given moment. Is everything all right? Everything's terrific, I drawl. Want to come over after school? I can't. I have a... I mumble the last part and wipe my hand over my lips as if I'm removing a milk mustache. You have a what? She asks. I'm trying out for the fashion show, I admit. Her mouth pops open 180 degrees, exposing her very narrow, very tall teeth. Her entire body is narrow, tall, and straight, except her nose, which is wide and a bit crooked. Last month, we tried to use some of my mom's makeup to shadow it, but she ended up looking as if someone had punched her. Why would you do that? She asks. Because I want to be in the show? No, you don't. You said that the show was elitist and materialistic and that it objectified women. I never said that. I lie. I may have said that, but that was when I couldn't dance and had zero shot of getting in. She raises an eyebrow. So why didn't you try out last time? It's amazing that Tammy can already see through me. We buddied up on the first day of ninth grade when she warned me that I had a blue line on my face. Apparently, my new pen had leaked all over my hand and, unaware, I had scratched my upper lip. Would you believe an exploding pen on the first day of high school, which led to a gorgeous Hitler mustache? Before our next class, Tammy led me to the bathroom and helped me scrub it until it was less noticeable. Slightly less noticeable, anyway. I've decided I need to get more exercise, I say, to be healthy. Now she raises both eyebrows simultaneously. Healthy? Since when? You just polished off a movie-sized bag of M&Ms after demolishing two slices of pepperoni pizza for lunch. What? Does she keep records of everything I eat as well as say? And that's why I have to start working out. She shrugs. I didn't know you could dance. Well, I can. As of this morning. Lucky, I can't. But I'll watch you try out for moral support. You know, Annie and Janice are trying out too. Yes, I know. They've been talking and practicing all week. I was trying to be low-key so no one would ask me to show them my moves until I was magic ready. Annie's bust line hasn't helped my self-esteem. I sneak a quick look at her sitting by the door. I don't know how she dances, but I'm sure she'd be an asset if there's a swimsuit number. When the bell rings, I rush into the bathroom one last time. I've gone in between every class to confirm that my booty can still move. I now check again, still moving, fluff my lame, wavy hair, scan my outfit. These aren't just any jeans I'm wearing. They're my perfect butt jeans. Then apply black mascara to accentuate my brown eyes. If only I had my sister's superhuman eyelashes. And pink lipstick. My heart feels like a crazed yo-yo. Ready. Tammy is waiting for me outside the bathroom. I grab her hand. What if I bomb? What if the spell just makes me think I look good? What if I make a complete fool of myself? Rachel, you're not breathing, Tammy tells me at the top of the stairs. Remember what we learned in gym? In, out, in, out. I breathe in too quickly and end up hiccuping. Deep breath, she says, holding my hands in the air. When I'm diving, I have to always remember to breathe. Deep breath, deep breath. Otherwise, you could panic, pass out, and get mauled by a shark. Is this how she tries to comfort me? I cling to her arm and slowly descend the 3 flights of stairs to the cafeteria. Maybe I'll get lucky, and except for Annie, I won't have any competition. Wrong. A line of 50 wannabe dancers snakes along the wall toward the calf's entrance, which is being monitored by suck-up Dory. She counts off the first 5 girls in line, ushers them into the room, and then closes the door so we can't see inside. I recognize most of the waiting girls, and I wonder who the real competition will be, besides Annie, of course. I remember the last tryouts. I came with Jewel and stood outside the door, and she was so nervous that she shook. A lot of the girls here today were at the first round, too. The music starts inside. Boom, boom, boom. And I can't help it. My feet start tapping. Tammy looks at me as if I'm nuts. The music stops, the 5 girls are let out, and Dory escorts the next 5 girls in. A few minutes later, she leads in another 5. Janice joins us. Ready? She asks, looking very serious. I so can't picture her letting loose and feeling the rhythm. I nod. Deep breath. Tammy engages Janice in conversation instead of me. Obviously, she realizes how nervous I am. 5 more girls go in. Why is no one coming out? Are they dying of humiliation inside? I'm in the next group. Even if I'm the best dancer here, I still might not get in. What if I'm too short? What if they just don't like me? What if I'm not fashion show material? A few of the girls behind me are whispering about Laura Jenkins, the girl who dropped out. I hear she was failing all her classes and her parents made her quit, someone says. I'm not surprised, another girl answers. She's already in remedial everything. I couldn't care less why she dropped out. I'm just happy she did. The music stops.
1, Dory counts, tapping Janice on the head. 2, 3,
I'm 3.
4,
she taps Tammy.
Oh, I'm not trying out, Tammy says. But can I watch for moral support?
Dory gives her the once over.
No.
Tammy squeezes my arm and backs away.
Good luck.
As I pass through the cafeteria doors, I see the girls who just tried out exiting through the back door, and I feel nauseous. At the front of the room, the tables have been moved, so there's a space for us to try out in. The 8 freshman cast members, there are 9 in all, but Dory's playing host, are sprawled on top of the remaining tables, waiting to watch us. Jewel and Melissa are next to each other, giggling over a magazine, too busy to notice me. I have never felt more ridiculous in my life. It's like that dream when you're sitting in homeroom and you realize you forgot to put on your pants. 5 masking tape X's mark the cleared area, separated from each other by a 1/2 foot.
Please stand on the 3rd X,
Dory tells me without even a hint that she's in almost all my classes. We line up, all 5 of us trembling as if we're about to beg for our lives in front of a firing squad. Don't look up, I tell myself. Don't look up. Don't look up. I look up. Raph is on a lunch table all the way in back, lying on his sexy stomach, possibly doing his homework. I think I might puke.
Please tell us your names, Dory says.
Janice Cooper,
Janice says, since she's first in line. Her voice catches on the P and the firing squad snickers. Poor Janice.
Ivy Lyons, says the girl next to me.
She's wearing high-waisted jeans, glasses, and a plaid scrunchie. I know without a doubt there's no way she's getting in. 2 fashion show seniors whisper and laugh, and I can feel Ivy's humiliation radiate from her cheeks. I want to cry for her. I can't decide if she's gutsy or just stupid. Rachel Weinstein, I say. Jewel's eyes jump up from the magazine at my name. I smile shyly at her.
You didn't tell me you were trying out, she mouths, looking slightly panicked.
For the first time, it occurs to me that she might see me as another Ivy. After all, she's seen me dance.
Surprise,
I mouth back.
All right, girls, says London Zeal, one of the 2 producers.
Every year, two seniors who have been in the show previously are elected to produce. They're responsible for choosing the 10 freshmen, 10 sophomores, 10 juniors, and 8 other seniors who will participate. Half are guys, half girls. And just because someone gets in one year doesn't mean he or she will make it the next. Everyone still has to try out. Usually the same people make it year after year, but last year, one of the sophomore dancers, Kate Small, hooked up with London's boyfriend behind her back. Guess who got cut this year? Mercedes Redding, London's co-head, is sitting cross-legged on a yoga mat. She is the skinniest person I have ever seen. Honestly, her jeans must be a size 0. Of course, all the guys think she's hot, even though she has the body of a 10-year-old. Or used to think she was hot. She chopped her long blonde locks to her chin over Christmas, and the response has not been favorable. Mercedes is a great dancer, but she doesn't talk much. London, on the other hand, never shuts up. And you can hear her coming down the hall from a mile away. Her voice is so nasal, it sounds as if she's holding her nose when she talks. You can also see her from a mile away. She dresses head to toe in one color. Today, she's wearing purple. Purple tank top, purple skirt, purple fishnets, purple high boots, purple-tinged sunglasses. She's also lined the rims of her eyelids with purple eyeliner. It's very striking. "Now, girls," she says, "I'm going to show you a sequence of moves from one of the dances that you would be in, and you're going to attempt to keep up. Then we'll invite some of you, or none of you, to come back for second rounds, which will be in about an hour. The show is in less than 2 months, so we have no time to waste. The rest of the cast has been working together since October, so whoever we choose has to be better than good. She has to be magical. Amazing. So if you're wasting our time, just leave." The five of us stay frozen in our spots. London snaps her fingers and someone starts the music. "I can do this. I can do this. I did it this morning and I can do it now." Boom, boom, boom. London positions herself right in front of me. 5, 6, 7, 8. Left arm up, right arm up. Twirl groove bend, kickball change. She goes on and on. The moves get more and more complex. She looks like a mosquito trapped in a small room, zigzagging perfectly in sync with the music from wall to wall. We're supposed to remember all this? An eternity later, she stops, turns around, and gives us a big fake smile. "Your turn." I steal a quick glance at the other contestants. They look as if they're going to cry.
"All right, then. Let's see who can keep up."
She turns her back to us and sings.
5, 6, 7, 8. Left arm up, right arm up. Twirl groove bend, kickball change.
And I'm right behind her, following her every move. The girls on each side of me aren't doing too well. Janice keeps flapping her arms, and they're all smashing into each other like bumper cars. But I'm in the zone. My arms and legs and butt are in sync and can feel the music. Not only am I following London, I'm kicking higher, swooping lower, and shaking faster. I'm on fire. For the first time ever, I am totally lost in the music. All I feel is the piercing beat and the liquid movement of my body. When the sequence is over, I realize that everyone is staring at me. Not only London, Mercedes, Jewel, and Raph, but the entire freshman cast, as well as the other contestants. I look up at Jewel. "Wow," she mouths. London crouches beside Mercedes and whispers. Then London stands up and says,
"Rochelle, we'd like to see you at callbacks at 5. The rest of you can go."
"Rochelle? That's me. Yes!" I wander the hall for the next hour. Wendy Walcott, a freshman with short black hair that frames her face, is also wandering. We're walking in opposite directions and keep crossing paths in front of the second floor water fountain. We don't speak to each other, neither wanting to get too close to the competition. At 4:55, I return to the caf. Jewel tackles me the second I walk in. She has a huge smile on her face.
When did you learn to dance like that?
I smile back, mostly because it's the first time in forever that she's voluntarily spoken to me outside of math class.
I've been practicing. No kidding. You're amazing. Like, superstar amazing.
Thanks.
Good luck,
she says, and pats me on the back.
Not that you need it.
In the corner, Wendy is tying her shoelaces. Annie walks in. I wave. I wonder if she has to wear a sports bra for dancing. All the boys in the show stop what they're doing and stare. The three of us line up. London motions to the cast to find their seats.
First, we want to see you dance freestyle. Second, walk. Third, interact with your partner for the formal.
Walk? I have to walk? I didn't ask Miri for a walking spell. What if I don't know how to walk?
Mercedes and I make all the casting decisions, but we're allowing the freshman dancers to help us decide since they're the ones who have to dance with you. So first, freestyle.
She snaps her fingers, and the music pumps through the room. How does she do that? Is the room set up with a clapper? Is she a witch, too? I start to move. My feet move. My knees move. My butt moves. My arms. My neck. I feel rubbery and alive, and I couldn't stop myself if I tried. Wendy and Annie dance beside me, but they're watching Yours Truly out of the corners of their eyes. When the music stops, everyone applauds, looking at me.
Very good, London says. Now, all of you please pretend you're on the catwalk and walk toward me.
She shuffles backward and beckons to us as if she's a father teaching his kids to ride a bike. Heel, toe, heel, toe. I remember reading that in a teen mag. I hope I don't need training wheels.
Very good. Now, Raquel and Anna, please sit down, and let's see how Raph looks with Wanda.
My heart leaps into my mouth. Raph? Why on earth did Laura quit the show when Raph was her partner? Who cares if she was failing school? And who in the world are Raquel, Anna, and Wanda? Oh, right, that's us. London's way too cool to remember our names. Annie slash Anna and I sit. I try to keep my back straight and model-esque by imagining a ruler against it. Raph jumps off the table and joins Wendy slash Wanda. She's only an inch shorter than he is, not half a foot like me, and my heart sinks. They look adorable together.
Give her a twirl,
London instructs. He gives her a twirl.
Now a dip, she says.
If only I could purse my lips or twitch my nose and make him drop her. Miri, if you can hear me, toss her to the floor like a pair of discarded socks. London whispers something to Mercedes, and Mercedes nods.
Thank you, Winnie. That was excellent. Ruth, you're up.
That must be me again. I stand and try to heel-toe my way to the center of the room. Heel-toe, heel-toe. Or is it toe-heel? And that's when it happens. I trip. I stumble and fall forward onto my hands. Everyone gasps.
I'm fine,
I sing, trying to keep my voice light and fluffy. I force myself to laugh.
No problem. Must have tripped on something.
Unfortunately, I realize that I tripped on my own untied laces. Stupid magic shoes.
You okay?
Raph asks, arriving by my side. Our eyes meet. I know this sounds like something out of one of my mom's romance novels, but I can't look away. His eyes are liquid midnight. It's as if I'm drowning in them. He offers me his hand, and I let him help me up, and his touch is hot, like the side of a whistling tea kettle. Oh my God, I'm so in love, really and truly this time. When I've regained my balance, he lets me go. Damn, maybe I should fall again. Or not. Everyone is staring at me. Just what they were praying for, a klutz who will trip on her own two feet during the show. Perhaps even fall off the stage.
Let's see a twirl,
London tells us. Raph takes my hand again, and I twirl into him.
Please don't let go.
Now a dip.
I lean back in his arms. I could stay like this forever. His lips are only a few inches away, and he smells so yummy. If only he'd lean in a bit closer and kiss me. That would be so romantic. Or not. My first kiss in front of the entire fashion show cast.
Thank you, Randy.
That's it? Why didn't I get an excellent like Wendy did? Despair overwhelms me like a wave in the ocean. I'm not going to make it. While the boys gape at Annie's assets, I wonder how many weeks I'd have to set and clear the table for Miri to break both Annie's and Wendy's legs. Kidding. Kind of. What a terrible thing to joke about. I guess that's why Miri got the powers and not me. I'm an awful person. I must have the worst karma. My aura must be a revolting brown green for trying to sabotage my father's wedding alone. Annie's not a bad dancer, but I don't think she and Raph look like a match made in heaven or anything. She's too tall.
Thank you for coming, London says after Annie is done. The results will be posted on Monday. Try not to obsess all weekend.
What? On Monday? I have to wait the entire weekend? See, I knew I had lousy karma.